Welcome to the Tax Answers Advisor, where financial healing begins. Coming to you from the Studio 809 Community Podcast Studio at the Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs. I'm your host, Marcelino Dodge, an enrolled agent and certified tax resolution consultant who helps people find peace of mind through tax resolution and financial clarity. Today, we will be exploring something unique: how a licensed esthetician and tax resolution actually share the same mission, helping people feel confident, renewed, and feel free from burdens that hold them back. Whether it's clearing up financial stress or restoring self-esteem through skincare, both journeys are about transformation, from anxiety to assurance, from doubt to confidence. Together, we'll uncover how caring for your outer self and your financial well-being go hand in hand in creating a life that truly shines from the inside out. Stay with us for this very special episode so you can know the exact steps you need to take to move forward with confidence. If shame and frustration from unfiled tax returns or past due taxes haunt you, we help you overcome the burden of feeling isolated and victimized by tax issues. It can be daunting, but you don't have to face it alone. Imagine transforming those feelings of exposure and vulnerability into confidence and optimism. Visit TaxReliefCall.com today to schedule your introductory session and start a journey built on understanding, compassion, and the belief that peace of mind is possible. This week, we have a very special guest, licensed esthetician Tina Meidel with Rebellion Aesthetics. I just want to say, hey, welcome, Tina. Please go ahead and introduce yourself and share some background.
First off, I want to thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity. My name is Tina, and I own Rebellion Aesthetics. I started it in 2022. I previously worked for another aesthetics company as a partner and decided just to go on my own. So I've been doing this for about almost 13 years now.
Wow, that's exciting there. Always good when you can kind of branch out on your own. And that's interesting you mentioned, because that's the same time I came into this building as a virtual a member was in 2022. It seems like we all have a lot of common here.
So. I've been in the building since 2020. Mm-hmm. So I just decided to stay here.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay. Well, that's very nice there. So this is interesting because taxes aren't always the most enjoyable subject people like to talk about, which is why I like bringing in various individuals from the Next Us building and just visiting with them, because in a lot of ways, from massage or other areas or counseling, or in this case, skincare, we all have a similar mission, as I mentioned already, in helping people to heal. It's just the way we heal is a little bit different.
Yes.
And so that's why I like sitting here and having these discussions, because at least in my mind, it helps make the tax a little bit more exciting, in the sense that I'm not just healing one thing. Let's look at healing more than that.
Well, so, self-care is self-care on every level. So it does correlate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it definitely does. So one of the thoughts I want to discuss here is how both estheticians and tax resolution specialists help clients feel relief and confidence again. How do you see emotional transformation playing a role in what you do?
I meet people where they meet me when they come in, and a lot of times it'll evolve into a really deep relationship. I'm there through their spouse passing away, through their new grandchild, through their divorce, through a relocation, and through so many different life hurdles, life milestones, that I think being able to form a relationship that's meaningful and on a deeper level will help them feel better about their relationship with me and going forward with their skincare. Because we have to mesh if you want to come to see me. I'm an expense that not many people make a budget for. So it really is about connection.
That's interesting. And I really appreciate you mentioning that, because it's interesting that you brought out some connection points, because many of the connections points that you mentioned, such as divorce, for example,
yes,
is a big area that comes up when you're dealing with what I do, tax resolution, because in many cases, you have one spouse hiding stuff from another spouse, mm-hmm. and this doesn't come out till they get divorced. And then all of a sudden, because they've been doing these tax returns together, you can have one spouse owing money that they didn't even owe or make or anything like that. And they have a huge tax bill. And so thus.
And those are the things that I hear about, because the relationships become so personal. Mm-hmm. So Yeah.
So you hear about the tax problems that an attorney comes that they find out about during a divorce case. Mm-hmm. And see, when attorneys, they don't want to deal with tax. And they have enough challenge dealing with the divorce issue that you mentioned there, which I can only imagine stress, and then stresses out skin too.
Oh yeah.
There. And thus, when it comes back and they need to contact someone like myself that knows more about the tax rules, so that attorney doesn't have to deal, but then they have me as like a support to help them resolve, walk through those tax issues with the IRS. Because in many cases, you can work and get someone what's known as innocent spouse relief for them not owing that tax. But sometimes, but because it doesn't come out till later, in some cases, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars we got to work with them on.
I've heard some stories. I have.
So. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I never figured in doing skincare work that you'd hear the stories that you do, but it's interesting.
I hear a lot of stories. I have clients that have been with me my whole career.
Oh, wow.
So, and I also have clients whose children I met when they were in fifth grade, and now they are my clients. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, I'm close to the situation. And in a lot of cases, we see each other as kind of extended family. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they don't want to talk to their friends or family about what they're going through. I'm an impartial person who knows mm-hmm. neither side. So I get opened up to a lot. I do want to be there for the skincare, but I also want to be there kind of for their spirit. Because just to have somebody to talk to and you can be of a sounding board, sometimes we just need to hear ourselves speak to like kind of put things into perspective. And speaking to somebody that you only see once a month or once every 6 weeks, you don't have to face me the next 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I will remember what we talked about and pick it up, and we will talk about it again. I'll check in. So for me, yes, my job is about skincare, but it's really about the connections. I really like to be somebody who not only makes a difference in getting rid of your leg hair or giving you a facial and working on some anti-aging or acne, stuff like that. I really like to be somebody that they know at the end of the day, I'm going to go see Tina. I'm excited to tell her what's going on, or man, I really need to talk to Tina because I just need to tell her. So I like being that person, both sides of the scope.
That's interesting because now you're talking about trust. Mm-hmm. And confidentiality.
Yes.
They obviously feel comfortable in speaking to you about such matters because you're not going to go out and share it with everybody else.
No.
Everybody else. You keep it confidential.
What happens in my room as far as like conversations, confidentiality, that stays in my room.
Mm-hmm. See, that's an excellent foundation. And see, that's a foundation about working in tax work as well. Because I hear stories.
Yes.
All kinds of stories of stuff. And that's exactly it. They come in, they share, I listen, and whatever information is, it's confidential. Their name, all that, it's all confidential so that they can have that level of trust with me, just as they're establishing a level of trust with you, which you're really opening my eyes to some things I never considered in what you do. So this is being very fascinating, actually.
I feel a lot of times like a therapist. I really do. But I mean, sometimes I need somebody to listen to me. So it's kind of an even trade. We become each other's advice people. I can talk to them about, oh my gosh, I'm really going through this too. And it's about relationship, and it's about relating to people, and about having somebody that you can trust and talk to, much as being able to come to you and say, hey, like I am in a problem. People can come to me and say, I got this going on and I don't know what to do. And there are places that I'll be like, well, maybe if they're seeking mental health care, I'll give them some mental health care resources. If they're having a hard time with finding food, I'll help them with finding food, giving them resources to that. If I don't know the answer, I'm usually going to find out and put them in touch with somebody who does know the answer. So it's about community. It's about trust. It's about people being able to maintain a sense of dignity and self-esteem, even when they're going through it. Because nobody deserves, when their life is falling in shambles, nobody deserves to really portray that. We deserve to take care of ourselves. We deserve to put ourselves first, no matter what we're going through.
Yeah. Some may have a certain amount of fear when they first maybe come to you about just, okay, I'm skinned, or maybe they just don't know much about what you do, but they figure, but they hear, oh, Tina's really good at what she does. I want to go see what you can do for me. So I'm going to go learn about it. So there's probably a certain amount of fear that they have. And they have a certain amount of fear when they come see me too, because I know some people are afraid because of just building up taxes or debt, not filing tax returns, whatever the case may be. They're actually afraid that I'm going to judge them. And no, that's not my job to judge you. My job is to get you out of that anxiety, get you out of that fear, and then show you how we can do it. But then it is still up to the person to take those steps to do it.
Exactly. I always tell my clients, they're like, oh my gosh, you've made such a difference in my skin. And I'm like, it really shows what you're doing on your end though, because really like 90% of the results that a client's going to get when it comes to skincare or corrective skincare is what they do when they're not seeing me. So it's what you're doing at night. It's your morning routine. It's not eating the donuts. It's maybe I'm not going to drink that alcoholic drink tonight, just because all of that stuff's going to come through your skin. And it's really just going to show that, hey, things are spiraling maybe.
Well, that's all that's very similar to like when I say I need this type of income document. I need this type of expense document. I need maybe a bank statement and whatever I may need. You got to go in the back end on your end and gather those and either bring them to me or preferably upload them to the portal that I use so that we can get to work and do what we need to do for you, because that's how we're going to help to resolve your anxiety. Because it takes, as you've mentioned very importantly, it takes a lot on the individual that we're working with. They have a responsibility as well.
Yes.
In getting what they need to be done so we can do our work and get them the results that they need. And see, sadly, I've had some people that I've had to occasionally just say, well, maybe you need to go somewhere else because they're just not working with me very well because I can't help them if they don't help me.
Right.
Or want to help themselves for that matter.
We have to work together. It's a partnership, actually.
Yeah, you've gone on to mention how listening to clients' stories and understanding their personal needs. Now that I find that very interesting, how that allows you to make that connection. And I can see that's important because then when you make that connection, they're more likely to take your recommendations too.
It's about forming trust.
Yeah. So as we see here, transformation, I mentioned transformation in my opening there. So you do focus on transformation to a certain extent there. What was that kind of like for you?
So when we're looking at corrective skincare, we're clearly looking at correcting an issue, whether it be acne, or a lot of my skincare clients are dealing with hyperpigmentation and melasma from early menopause or menopause and stuff like that. So when we're working on correcting something, it's more about correcting and preventing future more issues. SPF number one for melasma and hyperpigmentation, you know, so we're focusing on correcting. Could you reroute me, please? My squirrels ran off.
Your squirrels. Oh, I hate it when the squirrels do that to us there. And so, but as we transform, well, we can stop and think, at least in my sense, in what I do, when we think about transformation, it's nice when I go, I have a person walk in, they're nervous, they're...
That's me right now. Let's just put some realness behind it. That's me right now.
Yeah. While nervousness, they'll come into my office or they'll talk to them on the phone or in some cases video conference, because I do it that way as well. I mean, they're nervous, they're shift, they're expecting me to just to like, I don't know what they're expecting me, but it sounds like they're expecting me to tell them how foolish they are.
They're expecting judgment.
Yeah, they're expecting some type of judgment from me. I mean, I'll admit, sometimes in my mind, I'm thinking, why did you let this happen?
Yes.
How foolish can you be? I mean, sometimes I am thinking that, but then I need to stop and even correct myself and say, in these people, I don't need to add to the how bad they already feel.
Yes.
They're already feeling pretty bad about the situation they've created. They've gotten the $400,000 bill from the IRS because they hadn't filed a tax return. And so they got to come in, listen, sit down, get the understanding, be able to know that if they engage to work with me, that I'm going to be in their corner. I'm going to go to fight for them, but I do need support from them. When I give them instruction, okay, I need to get this document. I need to have you sign this form, which often is a power of attorney, because I need to pull records. I need to see what the IRS is looking at. Like some people I'm working with now, I had to pull and see what the records are, see how much the IRS says they owe, and see what's going on now. And sometimes once I get those and I do other calculations to see exactly what the solution is going to be, because a person walks in the office or calls me, they say they want such and such. I said, I don't know if that's the solution for you or not. I got to gather this. I got to gather that. I got to get more information. And then once I have the information, then we can come together and figure out what the solution for you is going to be, because it's not like you hear advertised on the radio or late night TV or whatever, these companies, these big companies that say, we're going to get you settled for pennies on the dollar. Well, it's not always that simple. And oftentimes you could be talking to a different person if you actually make that phone call. And so we want to make it simple and easy for people to get those results that they're looking for. At least that's when I go in and do it and what I do, because part of it is educating the clients as well.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
There. So how do you work on educating your clients?
Well, first we just, it kind of depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. So I do waxing and I do skincare. So when it's skincare, I really want them to be aware, first off, what our stress levels are will affect your skin. How our diets are will affect your skin. The products that we're using, the products we're not using, the lack of even washing your face, I mean, medications, underlying health conditions. We look at the big picture and see what can we do if we take all of this and put this together. What can we change of your diet? What could we add into your skincare routine? Maybe going to the gym is something that is going to help you eliminate stress from your life, or at least deal with it. And it's going to like improve your skin. It's going to improve your confidence. So it's like encompassing everything and finding like a little way to change this and a little way to change that. That way they can get the results that they want. Mm-hmm. And it's not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Just like the tax thing is not one size fits all. I have people that come to me that have different skin needs, allergies, stuff like that. So I'm constantly trying to find a routine or a treatment that will work. And that goes along with consultation, right? I need to know, tell me about your life. Tell me about your daily activity. You know, what does a typical day look like to you? How much time do you have to invest into your skincare routine? Do you need something simple and low cost, or can we go with a little bit more of a budget? Can we find more budget friendly dupes or, you know, replacements for this product that costs $100? Mm-hmm. Maybe we can replace it with something that costs $30. So it's just the transformation aspect and all of the attention that goes into like having to make sure that that can happen, that they can get those results. Mm-hmm. It's about what they're going to do and about my knowledge.
And that's certainly important. Your knowledge, obviously, over 12 years is probably pretty extensive and impressive there, which makes it easier to be able to make certain recommendations as well as make certain changes as people's skin change. You're able to say, well, maybe no longer use this product. Maybe we need to switch over to this product for because of whatever the reason is that you determine.
Yeah, or you're not using products. Maybe we need to introduce like two or three and low cost, low budget, and get you on a routine to see how that works for you. So it's all about starting. It's all about just starting and saying, hey, can you help me with this? Yes, I can. Let's figure it out.
Yeah, definitely. Though, and one thing you hit on there a little bit with what you're going through there is consistency, and that affects the long term. And seeing that's the issue that I deal with some people is the fact they weren't consistent. But then the challenge is we can get them to a resolution with the IRS in their issue, but then that's only the actual beginning of it. Then we need to work and have them be consistent going forward from the solution of the resolution. You got it, but
what are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with it now? And how are you going to prevent getting into that situation again? Yeah. Or getting those IRS letters or getting those Department of Revenue letters from the state of Colorado on something there. Do you find that you need to do that as well?
Yes.
You see that?
I hope that once a client reaches a certain level of results that they want to maintain that, because it wasn't easy to get there. And money was spent to get there. Like, it's been an investment. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in your future, how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that just that investment sets it above everything.
And then try to keep that maintenance in place. You get it to a certain level and then you keep it maintained. Just as I work with them, I get them resolved, and then, okay, we can continue to help you by helping you get those tax returns filed, helping you to keep your books and stuff clean so that you can always be filing on time going forward and not be filing
It's cheaper to maintain your engine on your vehicle than to purchase a new one. So I just look at it like that because I have had to purchase a new car due to an engine. So,
yes. And I'm sorry. Well, maybe you really like your new car. So
it was a long time ago. Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
So now, see?
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's amazing because I just talking to a gentleman yesterday. He had a lot of money. He had like 300,000 miles on his vehicle or something. It was really amazing. But that's probably because of maintenance.
It is. I have clients that are on their original car still from their marriage 30 years ago. Like they still have their original car.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, she's like, well, it's just so much easier to maintain. I get it.
That makes sense. And that's being proactive with everything. And see, that's where once we resolve an issue, we take proactive steps to continue and keep you in there and keep you going tax compliant wise. And then just as you're talking there and working with individuals to keep them, help them take their proactive steps to maintain skincare that you worked so hard to get to a certain point.
It's just about being consistent and having a routine, just developing that. Do it for 30 days and you can probably keep it up, you know? So just try to develop a routine when it comes to self-care. That's really the only thing that I preach.
Yes. Now, sometimes this often happens with me is that people wait a long time to seek help. In my particular case, people often wait till they get that notice saying, oh, we're going to levy your bank account, or they actually levied the bank account. They put X amount on hold. Then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I need someone now to help me with this. It's not like the IRS is ignoring me, which truth be told is that just because the government has been shut down for 30 plus days does not mean the IRS is completely shut down. There's stuff that is automatically going through the pipe. Some letters are still going out. So it's still best to keep working on these things, even if the government is supposedly shut down or whatever's going on, or even if they reopen, make sure you're taking care of it. So as you work on that and you think about that, because obviously you've had people come who maybe waited too long or there. So what can you do in those cases or try to help them?
Again, like I really want to get them on a routine and I want to develop their trust. So that way they will, you know, keep coming back. But people who are just, I've waited too long, I really try to do as much as I can for them in the first appointment, just so they can kind of feel a difference when they walk out and be like, oh, okay, maybe I should do this more often, or maybe I should not overlook the self-care aspect. So kind of just doing what I can do, like everything I can do. Not every facial is the same. Well, I'm going to ask you, what are you really wanting to focus on? And we're going to focus on that, whether it's doing different treatments, microneedling, LED, you know, chemical peels, just a really good exfoliation. And sometimes people just need a really good facial massage too. Like they just need to relax. So kind of trying to decide what I'm confronting, like, what am I dealing with? And we're going to tackle that today.
Okay. So basically, once again, you come in, client comes in. So you have a consultation.
Yes.
Get to know them, try to know what their goal is.
First off, I want to know their goal. And I'm kind of trying to read their personality as well, just so I can know how to approach them a little bit better.
So just as I have a client questionnaire and I have things that people need to fill out. I'm going to guess you have something similar that you have people fill out when
they come to you. I do, because my insurance company is very adamant about filling out client paperwork. So we do that.
Well, see, and that's encouraging because you think about it. I don't know how many in your industry, how many fly-by-night people there are.
There are quite a few.
There's quite a few in there that don't go through these steps.
Yes.
And perhaps are not licensed and then just randomly do stuff that I would say probably is not right or actually ends up hurting the client. Or doesn't benefit the client, but it makes them a little bit of easy money there.
Yes.
So that's very true in the tax business too. There's a lot of people out there who say, well, I can do this. I can do it cheaper. I can do it. They come up with all these things. And 99% of the time, someone like me ends up having to fix the mistake or the error that this other party had made who was just looking to make some easy money.
Yep.
And in our business, it's called an unlicensed preparer, or another term used for it is a ghost preparer.
Okay.
Because the unlicensed ones usually will sign the tax return. A ghost preparer are one of those that will use like some type of online software, do the tax return, charge them, but not sign the tax return as a paid preparer. Oh. Yes, there are people I've encountered, a lot of them like, somebody did this for you? Oh, really? So there's a part on the form where the tax preparer is supposed to put in their information, and it says self-prepared on a lot of those. That's why they're called.
Interesting.
That's why they're called a ghost preparer, because they're charging but not actually signing.
Oh.
And then that causes people tax issues, because which also causes people to have resolution issues, which is what I go in to do, because all of a sudden they claim things maybe they shouldn't have claimed,
mm-hmm.
or the biggie, they didn't claim enough income, because the IRS gets 1099s and W-2s and all this information that they go and match up. And if it doesn't match or exceed those amounts, then the IRS is like, they send out a letter called a CP-2000 letter saying, you have unreported income. How are you going to fix this? Or are you going to fix it? Or what are you going to do? Because if you don't fix it, we're going to fix it.
That's scary.
Yes, I get that. That is very scary, but it's a fact of the matter. Mm-hmm. There's just things that we've encountered in the business. When we come back in, that's where people, in my case, they lack confidence in tax people because of what some of these other people have done. And so part of what I got to do is come in, help them to establish their confidence in me as an individual. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do a lot of things online. I have my Cash Tracks blog. I have the Colorado Tax Relief channel on YouTube, all of these little things to try to people. So people kind of get to know me ahead of time before they come and see me.
Right.
So trying to build up some confidence, but yet even at that, they still need to either meet you in video or in person to get that confidence. So as we look at the confidence and building the confidence here in people, whether it's regarding taxes or taking care of their skin, just to kind of touch on here, how do you really work, once again, just to kind of emphasize it here, to help them build confidence in you and how you work at, basically, you're a specialist in what you do.
Yeah.
And so what do you do to really help people to know that? Or what do you want people to know really about that makes you?
I can relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate to maybe my depression got the best of me and I didn't wash my face. I can relate to, I need a cheaper option. I can also relate to, I can't afford it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to be, I'm an excessive service. People, you mm-hmm. know, I'm, what do they call it? A vanity service.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that. I guess I just try to, I want people to know that I've been through it,
mm-hmm.
and not to feel bad about where they're at, just to kind of celebrate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We get so hard on ourselves, especially with the way the world is today. Mm-hmm. There's just so much bad stuff around us that I just want them to know that none of that matters when you walk into my room. I'm not going to judge you. If you've mm-hmm. been through it, I've probably been through it too. Let's talk about it. So them be able to get to know me on a personal level, I feel like helps them trust me a lot more
mm-hmm.
to be able to, I'm going to trust her now with my skincare. Like I trust her with my life. I trust her with my skin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So being able to just kind of relate to people, get be on their level and let them know that I'm not judging you. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. And I'm not going to talk down to you because of where you're at. Let's mm-hmm. just help lift you up. Let's get you out of this. Let's get you going. Let's get you feeling better about yourself. Because a lot of times people will come to me because mm-hmm. they sense that they have an issue. For them, it's an issue. For me, I'm seeing them for the very first time. So I'm seeing them as they present themselves to me. Mm-hmm. And when I see somebody come to me and they're like, oh, I'm turning 45 and I'm trying to like rewind the hands of time
mm-hmm.
and I've been going through this and I'm going through that, but I haven't done this and I don't have a good diet mm-hmm. and I'm not going to judge you. I've been there mm-hmm. too. So let's work from where we are now and let's work our way up. Let's make some improvements. If that's what you're here for, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. If not, I don't know.
Well, you're going to do what you can.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, you're working in what you can, do what you can to try to help them as they work with you. And then I work with them, once again, in what they do. They need to, in both our cases, we're going to do the best we can
yep.
for our clients. But our clients still need to do their part.
Yeah, they kind of have a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not really even a job. It's just, you want to come to me and you want us to make a difference in your skin, well, you're going to have to do some things too.
Yeah,
and exactly. I've let them know that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes. And that's just so they come see me. You want to come fix your tax issue. You want to determine if you actually owe these taxes or you want to get rid of this lien or levy or whatever is happening there, there is stuff you need to do too. I mean, I can go and do all the stuff I do, but I do need your help in doing that. I need you to provide me the information. I need you to sign the documents. I need you to do certain things and to work with us so that we can get that issue solved for you.
We want progress.
We want to be able to make progress. Yes. So then just as kind of a final thought here, Tina, for those who are listening and are like, you know, Tina is just very impressive to me. I like how she explains her and talks herself well there. She did a fine job there. How would you suggest they get a hold of you if they want to reach out to you?
I can be reached by phone or text 719-776-0489. You can schedule online at rebellionaesthetics.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram at Rebellion Aesthetics. And I think I have a WhatsApp phone number. I don't know. I think Facebook made me get one. But if you can find that out, then you can use that too.
Then you can get all lined up with Tina and get your skincare going today and just get that confidence built.
Yeah. And I am running for the 20th of November, a pay what you can 45-minute facial. So basically I'm trying to get people in that just kind of need to decompress, and it's my way of giving back when things are crazy right now. So come in and just pay what you can. And we're also holding a food drive too. So if you come in, all services through November 29th, if you bring 3 non-perishable food items, you get $5 off of your appointment.
Okay. Yeah. That's great to know. Thank you for sharing that, Tina, there. And you know, Tina, I just want to thank you so much. This has been fantastic. Educational for me. I always like enjoying these sessions because I learn about who I am in here within this building, which is great. And then learning about what they do and how they do it and how much they care for people, which is interesting. That's probably why we get along so well, because we both care about people so much. So
I do a lot, yeah.
There. So again, I want to thank you so much, Tina. It's been fantastic because it is a powerful reminder that care comes in many forms. Sometimes it's a deep breath and a skincare routine. And sometimes it's taking that first step to face your finances. When we care for ourselves, we grow in confidence. When we get help, whether it's from an esthetician or a tax professional, we take back control of our lives. If shame and frustration from unfiled tax returns are haunting you, we help you overcome the burden of feeling isolated and victimized by tax issues. It can be daunting, but you don't have to face it alone. Imagine transforming those feelings of exposure and vulnerability into confidence and optimism. Visit taxreliefcall.com today to schedule your introductory session and start your journey to a better night's sleep and peace of mind. Thanks for listening to the Tax Answers Advisor. Together, we will make tax time less taxing.